there, the sound, that the Almighty gives permission to the people to come to their house that are gone, to visit their house that night.
Yeah.
And again, we used, some of the older women would light a pong candle that night and clean it and have the house nice and clean. And there was no fear. I mean, there wouldn't be fear of anything, like, it was just done.
On the Old Saints Eve, 31st of October.
Yeah, the candle would be lit for them.
What was the common name in Cork for that Eve? Was it All Saints Eve or Halloween or Snap Apple
Snap
Night?
Snap Apple Night. With the children to be Snap Apple Night, you know?
There seems to have been some confusion. Well, you know, All Souls Day is the 2nd of November, the feast following All Saints. Mm. But in earlier times, people sometimes referred to Halloween as All Souls Night, is that right?
Well, that only came with Christianity,
The night
the church, were kind of crabbed, that. And you see, this pre-Christian, it was a big, big, big ceremony with, different things. All this, you must remember, the apples are in. They've all the harvest is in. The men are coming in. They won't have to watch the shores for the Vikings with the storms and things.
Yeah.
And you see, it was a big, huge thing. But the church, in fairness to them, they didn't take it from us.
No.
The little magic. But they had to put All Saints and they had to put All Souls in it to diminish it a bit, because you know what we believed is, you know, to hold us, to bring us into a different belief. You know, so that would have been that.
But did you ever hear it referred to as All Souls Eve?
I did.
As well?
Yes, All Souls,
And people would know that you were meaning the 31st of October rather.
Oh, they would, Oh, they would, sure, that's the night long ago. Then we'd have to try and be home before 12 o'clock. We'd be frightened if you know.
Right.
You wouldn't be out that night late. Yeah. You see, on the streets.
And did you hear of people making visits to graveyards around that time
relatives? Oh, we do. There's an indulgence. No, they say, I've been out now in Douglas there last week in the graveyard. I was doing a bit of work. And I'll be going to around St. Finbar's now. I'm doing a little bit of work this week, please God. And I'll take a call into St. Finbar's, We're supposed to, remember him and pray for him. And they say, that time you could get out very easy out of, if you were done, when you're paying for your little wrongs, you could say,
A bit of a discount.
Yeah, there's a grand, but that's lovely, sure, that's what's lovely about it.
Yeah.
No fear or nothing, but a thinking of those that are gone.
Of course, yeah.